Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're here with Donna Melieri, and we're talking about mobile services.
Yes, I'm going to talk about the .NET backend, which is a fairly new part of mobile services.
So when I learned about mobile services, it was Node,
yes.
And it was JavaScript.
Yes, and now we've added .NET, which a lot of people like because it's more familiar, and I'll show you that there's a lot more features now. Like, for instance, you can debug, and I'll show you how that works.
Okay, cool. And I assume there's maybe some Visual Studio integration?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Because I don't have to do everything in a text box.
No. It's all integrated with Visual Studio.
All right, cool.
All right, so the first, how you get started with mobile services is you go to the Azure portal, and you click New Mobile Service, Create. You type in the name, and then here, this is where you would pick which backend you want. Do you want JavaScript or .NET? Mm-hmm. So I've already done this step, so I'll skip this. I'll go to the mobile service I've created. And if you go to the Quick Start tab, which is this little icon here, and you click Windows, you can actually download a starter project that will basically have everything you want. It has, it's a Windows Universal app, so it has both a client piece and a backend piece.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I've always been most impressed about. This was, mobile services were the first people to do it, and they're still, I think, one of the best as far as the Quick Start. These buttons may not be obvious to you, but each one of those is a full working app.
Yep, totally. And actually, for iOS, we have both Swift and Objective-C. Yeah.
Fancy.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
So now I've already created this. I have it open here in Visual Studio, and so I'm going to walk you through it.
Okay.
So with JavaScript, the JavaScript backend, you would have certain scripts that you could edit for create, insert, update, and so on. The way it works with the .NET backend is you have a project that's based on Web API. And you have something called a table controller. And the table controller is where you put the code that reacts to each of these CRUD events.
Okay.
So basically here, I have to-do item controller, which is created for me as part of the Quick Start, inherited from table controller. And so for instance here, if I wanted to change the behavior or add extra functionality when someone does a get, I would add extra code here. And in order to access the SQL database, it uses Entity Framework. But we also support Azure Table Storage, and you can even plug in your own data provider.
Now, in the Node, when I saw Node and mobile services introduced, it was not just, hey, here's Node and you can do REST. It was, here's a full backend in a box, including the backend.
Yes.
Are we talking to our own SQL servers, or we still get the flexible dynamic?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you don't get quite as dynamic a schema because it's based on Entity Framework. So with Entity Framework, you have this ability to create your database from your code. So we support that code first model of Entity Framework. The other interesting thing is that you actually have the whole backend code here. In fact, if you were to just create a mobile service, you wouldn't even have anything working until you publish it from Visual Studio. And in contrast to Node, it actually all works, and then you plug in your code. So this is much, much more powerful. You can add whatever NuGet packages you want. You can customize a lot of functionality here.
So why would I make one of these and put it in mobile services versus making a website with Web API? What do I get more here?
Good question. So, well, you get our client SDKs. You get offline sync support. And you also get a free notification hub, essentially. With the basic tier of mobile services, you get basically a free basic notification hub included, and with the standard one, you get a standard notification hub. So it basically gives you a lot more functionality that you would want in a mobile app.
And with regular web APIs, you say, you know, to-do item controller derives from controller, and that's it. Here, it's strongly typed.
Exactly. So it's basically specialized to our SDK, where the table operations, it knows about the CRUD operations, and it makes, it has you structure your code this way.
And even though it's called mobile services, and you do have phones and all that kind of stuff, it doesn't have to be mobile.
Exactly.
Like on the go, I'm mobile with my laptop.
Exactly. You could write a desktop app, and some people do, and they like having just a back end that they can connect to. It's just that we have features that you'd want in mobile apps.
Okay. So it sounds like the .NET side has a lot more power.
Yes, it does. And so let me show you some of this power. First off, so I have my service. Let me show how I would run it locally. That's one of the other things that you get with the .NET backend.
So with the Node one, you can't run it locally. With the .NET one, you can.
That's right. So I won't show it here, but when you create the Quick Start, it actually sets you up with connecting to local hosts, because mm-hmm. this service project can just be run locally. But what I'm going to do is show how you would deploy this to Azure. So I'll comment this out, and it already put in, the quick start already put in my connection string and everything for the remote service. So now I want to publish my mobile service. So right click, click publish. And I've already published. The one thing I changed in the default settings is I set it to debug. And I'll show you why in a moment. So now we publish. And it's up and running. And in fact, you can try it out, which will give you a help page that you can use to basically test out these CRUD operations.
Okay, and put that behind your deployment credentials, it looks like.
Exactly. So you put in your master key and paste it in here.
As your password?
Yes. No username. And this will bring me to the help page. Here we go.
Oh, so it's a test harness.
Yeah, exactly. And this is automatically generated from your controller classes. So let's say get. Let's see what the data is. We'll take just a minute. And let's say try this out.
Oh, so it's got like an almost a little, like I use Postman in
yes.
Chrome.
Yes, it has its own Postman built in. Here we go.
Nice. That's convenient.
And here is the data that's there right now. And so this is really useful for debugging. But I'll show you what you can do that's even more powerful. So let's go and run the client app. And let's suppose that I have a bug in my program where when I add a new item, something happens.
Okay.
And let's suppose that I can't reproduce this problem locally and I can only reproduce it in Azure.
Yeah, it's one of those bugs that's only in production.
Exactly. So what you would do is, first off, you wouldn't do it in your production service.
Well,
you'd make your debug service.
Sorry.
You wouldn't want a live service debug because everyone would
everyone
have...
Everyone would stop.
Yeah. So the way that you attach a debugger to your mobile service is you go to Server Explorer. I've already logged into Azure, so it's going to show all of my services. I open up my mobile service, and because I deployed it in debug mode, all the symbols and breakpoints, breakpoint abilities are there. And let's go to Azure Friday.
Oh, and I noticed that the little icons, you can tell which ones...
Exactly. The blue icon is .NET, and the orange one is Node.
Cool.
And so for the .NET ones, you can attach a debugger. And it'll take just a minute.
So this is similar to like in websites where I can right-click and attach.
Exactly.
Or VMs now where I can right-click and attach.
Yes.
We have really interactive debugging.
Right, right. And you don't really have to leave Visual Studio in order to do your work. In fact, you can even provision a mobile service right from Visual Studio and get the server side of that quick start all within a template.
Oh, really? So I don't have to necessarily log into the portal to start with mobile services.
Exactly. So the client project you have to get from the portal, but everything else is right in Visual Studio.
That's cool.
So now I'm attached in here. Now let's add a breakpoint. So we said that the bug was in insert. So I already put a breakpoint in here. And let's go back and run our app. So I'll right-click on the Windows app, and I'll say debug, start new instance. So now I have two debugger instances, basically. Just type in another item. And now I have my breakpoint of my running.
Just to be clear, that's a breakpoint hit here, but the client app called Azure. Direct.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So now I have basically my running service that I can do whatever I want with in the debugger.
Wow, things are moving fast. Really cool features with the .NET backend for Azure mobile services. Here on Azure Friday.